Welcome to Customer Service in Healthcare IT. This is Unit 1, Session 1. Unit 1, Learning Objectives. Today we will describe the definitions of customer service. We will identify who customers are in relation to healthcare. We will discuss different approaches to customer service in healthcare IT, and we will address EMR implementation success factors. What is customer service? There have been many definitions for what customer service is. One that has stood for many years is to do for others as you would like someone to do for you. We all have different aspects of what we deem to be adequate for superlative customer service. Therefore, accounting for this in the definition yields doing what your customers want instead of doing what you think your customers want. This is an important distinction. Customer service. Research indicates that the top reasons for customer dissatisfaction focus specifically on employees who do not listen to what the customer is saying, employees who ignore the customers entirely, employees who do not follow up or follow through customer requests, and those that are not knowledgeable about products or services that they support. Elements of customer satisfaction. Elements of customer satisfaction include a perfect product, engaged delivery, timeliness, and an effective problem resolution process. Perfect product. Customers do not want to receive a product with defects that causes them problems, time, or additional money to fix. Engaged delivery. When providing a service, you need friendly, caring, and knowledgeable individuals that other people feel comfortable with. Timeliness. Customers expect to receive their perfect product or service by a caring person in a timely manner. A product or service that is not received in a timely manner is often considered a defective one. Finally, effective problem resolution process. If something goes wrong, a customer expects to have it fixed in a reasonable amount of time with little to no hassle. If you do these elements, you can expect a loyal customer. Who are healthcare IT customers? Customers are hospitals, physician clinics, physicians, nurses, staff at healthcare facilities, patients, and actually many others. One of a hospital's role is to provide a setting for doctors to treat their patients. A physician's primary role in healthcare is to provide treatment to those with injuries and/or illnesses. Clinical and non-clinical staff at healthcare facilities often play a support role to physicians in taking care of patients. Finally, patients are what most people think of as the customer in healthcare. After all, they are the ones receiving the care. Is healthcare information technology unique? In short, yes. Similar to the maintenance and housekeeping function in large facilities, healthcare IT professionals interact with almost every department. As opposed to housekeeping, the stakes of IT system failures can be catastrophic. You could say a good day is when systems are up and performing as planned. A service culture. For the most part, healthcare IT professionals provide a service. There is an overarching service mission and support for a given set of systems and applications that are purchased and ready for implementation, already integrated, or maintained. Healthcare IT professionals can be customers themselves of vendors who supply products and services associated with the systems installed. From the perspective of internal customers of healthcare IT output can be considered a blending of tangible and service components. These are just two ways to categorize output. For example, the dreaded statement that the system is down can conjure up hardware and software failures. One can physically touch the hardware, but the same cannot be said for the software. The challenge. With so many customers, how can we measure the service of healthcare IT professionals? Is there an element of similarity with other functions within a large healthcare organization or smaller provider group? What is it that our customers do want? Repercussions of poor customer service. A repercussion of poor customer service can be a loss of profit, market share, and many other context-oriented measures. If you satisfy a customer from the beginning, you save time and money versus trying to alter the discontented customer's attitude. Studies have identified the result of poor service. For example, a dissatisfied customer will tell 9 to 15 people about it, and approximately 13% of dissatisfied customers will tell more than 20 people about their problem. When one considers the reach of social networking sites such as Facebook and others, the negative potential can escalate exponentially. What do customers want? It depends on the customer. Physicians, nurses, administration, staff, patients. It also depends on the organization and the stage of healthcare information technology adoption. What do customers want? Physicians. Physicians can be your greatest ally or a detractor to the successful implementation of many products or services. One of the most important components associated with physician satisfaction is clinical autonomy. Clinical autonomy refers to the course of treatment, tests ordered, and medications all based on the physician's own way of treating patients. Depending on the systems being implemented, clinical autonomy can be eroded with IT systems suggesting different ways to do things. Recently, an appropriate physician strategy has been to have physician representation in a leadership position in the healthcare IT department. This position is referred to as a chief medical information officer and is a fairly new position. What do customers want? Similar to physicians, nurses are very focused on the clinical needs of their patients. There have been a number of robust nursing documentation systems to assist in the digitization of nursing information. From an administrative perspective, information systems need to provide for clinical information, financial information, and administrative information. Blending these sources of information yield executive information systems, which can perform strategic analysis and provide for the true cost and quality outcomes of operation. What do customers want? From a staff perspective, needs relate to systems that support their work processes. There may be best of breed, best of suite, and single vendor approaches utilized. From a patient's perspective, whether an inpatient or outpatient, service is often associated with the attitude of staff, wait times, and comfort items. What do customers want? With respect to organizations, large organizations are more likely to have resources in place addressing the IT function. Related to this, the stage of healthcare information technology adoption is often associated with organizational size. As such, small physician group practices typically have relatively few systems in place aside from scheduling and billing. EMR customer service. For many healthcare information technology professionals, in the next few years, the implementation of electronic medical records will be a primary function. As such, the next set of slides incorporate components affiliated with successful implementation and maintenance of EMRs. We will first begin with components often linked with failed implementation attempts. Failure components. This slide identifies categories of implementation failure associated with electronic medical records. The first category is unsatisfactory project management control. This category can have many subcomponents to it. For example, if agreed-upon methodologies for project changes are not followed, the project may not actually change correctly, as many key individuals may not be aware of the change. The second and related category is a lack of communication. In large projects, one cannot underestimate the importance of the timing of communication as well as the communication methodology. Additionally, the communication receivers need to be aware of anything that may affect their efforts on the project. Incomplete goal specifications is a category that can start in the project planning phase. This can lead to ambiguity in design and usability issues. Finally, underestimation of project complexity can easily result in additional cost, completion delays, and possibly project failure. EMR success by component. This slide identifies four components linked to EMR success. The four components are success in technical terms, economic terms, strategic terms, and ideally trouble-free operations. Technical terms refer to desired functionality is realized. Economic terms refer to costs associated with purchase, implementation, and maintenance being what was budgeted. Moreover, it can include realization of cost savings and/or increases in revenue. Success in strategic terms identifies the overall organization plan being realized through implementation of an EMR. Finally, success in terms of trouble-free operations is just that. Once a system has been installed, is there a minimum amount of downtime, and do users understand the system? Successful implementation. There are seven components for successful implementation. These include internal project leadership team, communication and motivation, departmental workflow analysis, specific and measurable goals, strategy for entering existing data, sufficient time for training, and ongoing plan for support. We will address each one of the seven components in next. Successful implementation. Internal project leadership team. Select the right people to serve in this important role, with either a physician or office administrator in the role of chairperson. Communication. Communication throughout the entire process is essential to success. Also, choose team members wisely for both their technical skills and their overall motivation. Successful implementation. Department workflow analysis. There must be a complete understanding of the workflow of the healthcare organization. It is important to understand every function of every job to determine how the processes are done prior to the EMR implementation. Specific and measurable goals. There must be specific and measurable goals of the implementation to maximize the organizational outcomes. Successful implementation. Strategy for entering existing data. An important consideration is to identify the strategy for incorporating your existing patient information into the electronic medical record. There are different approaches to this decision. Training. There must be sufficient time to train. Moreover, the timing of training is also an important factor that must be considered. Ongoing plan for support. There must be a plan addressing how employees can quickly find answers about how the system operates and who to call when issues occur. Unit 1 summary. In summary, we have described the definitions of customer service. We have also identified customer needs based on the context of their position. And finally, we have discussed different measures to account for customer service in healthcare IT.